Can I welcome you to the meeting? Please, can you introduce yourself and the subject matter of your deputation? You have 5 minutes, and you can start now. Thank you.
Councillors, thank you for your time today. We are here to talk about the A637 and issues of safety on the road in Flockton. We both walk to school along our busy village road many, many times.
As babies in pushchairs.
Holding hands with our parents as toddlers on our way to nursery.
And now we're grown up, out on our own to catch the bus to school.
And do you know what? This road is super scary. The pavements are narrow and wonky or just not there at all. Every day there's cars whizzing past, and worse still, thundering lorries hurtling up behind you. And the zebra crossing, it's like you're invisible. Even when you're standing there, the cars just ignore it. Trying to walk across this road anywhere is just crazy. Please, can you help us?
All the people in our village have been trying to sort this out forever, like they keep saying, since 1931. In my house, my mum has gone on about this for years. On the 3rd of May, a lorry crashed into the back of her car just outside school. Scary enough, but for that to happen with a four-week-old baby in the back, it must have been terrifying, especially since, as I came to understand later, I was that baby. After being rushed to hospital in an ambulance, I didn't wake up for a full 3 hours. Turns out, thankfully, and to everybody's relief, I was just having a very, very long nap. But the sad truth is, whilst I was napping, further up the village, on our road, that same day, in a terrible accident, somebody actually lost their life. Please help us and listen to the adults. I know they can go on a bit, but they are just trying to make us feel safe.
Nearly 14 years now, and I am the mum of that baby. She failed to say it was in 2005. And I'm standing here now because my wake-up call came in the form of Kath Middleton on my doorstep on Boxing Day, passionately appealing for signatures for her petition in support of a bypass for Flockton after she'd heard about funding from the government for villages just like ours. And I'm sure most of you are sat in this chamber today because you too at some time were inspired to action by something about which you felt really, really strongly. And to be honest, when Kath turned up, it made me feel a bit ashamed that I hadn't championed this cause earlier because I had gone on and on and on about it at home. We're not here to antagonise, to be negative or denigrate the work that's already been done or is being done, but we are here to work together and appeal to you to please relate to our petition.
We don't need to give you a history lesson about the calls there have been for a bypass for Flockton since 1931. But if you do want to find out more, it's all available on our website. But what we are here this evening to talk about is how changes in road usage since then have impacted on our village, making the demands even more urgent than ever. Vehicle numbers have increased, and the size and speed of those vehicles has too. All around Flockton, the ever-growing towns, the villages, the industrial developments have encouraged more and more traffic onto the roads, which is obviously of clear economic benefit to our area. However, this has left Flockton, sited on the A637, part of the MRN, high and dry, experiencing a host of problems for which the road isn't fit and apparently unsuitable for any further improvements. As was said at a recent meeting between Flockton residents and Councillor McBride and Liz Twitchip, we are struggling to identify, within the boundaries of the highway that we've got available, what we can do, and we don't have the answers. As a group, we've thought this problem through, with the added benefits of local knowledge and emotional investment, and we've also struggled to find suitable answers, hence our appeals since January of this year to our local councillors, yourselves, our MP, and the Secretary of State for Transport. Our conclusion as a group is that a bypass or a small relief road in actuality would be a single solution to a multitude of problems, making Flockton a much safer place to be.
30 seconds.
This is our key vision for the future, so we ask for your support to champion to our cause at local and national level, as our hope is that funding will become available for just this type of situation, as Chris Grayling suggested that he would when he met with myself and other members of the group here in February 2018. And in the meantime, as was recognised by Jackie Gedman when she kindly joined us for a morning rush hour walk through the village, we hope we can all continue to work on a holistic approach to safety in Flockton, encompassing safety for our school children, the proposed 20-mile-per-hour speed limit, and the revised TRO for the road. All of these measures, if they're done correctly, can have the potential ease the situation in Flockton a little, but it's no means our end goal. I'll just pass over very quickly to Charlotte to finish. Thank you.
So in conclusion, please do take some time to look into the detail we haven't had time to bring you this evening. And through doing so, appreciate that the passion, strength of feeling about this road is real, it's reasonable, and it's valid, and it's representative of the views of nearly 5,000 people who've signed our petition so far. Whilst we do appreciate all the help and support from the many people
thank you very much.
So far,
thank you. Thank
you.
Done. Done, yeah.
Thank you.
Councillor Mather. Councillor Mather, can you respond? Or is it Peter?
Thank you very much for that very impressive presentation. I was very impressed by the attitude and the approach of the local residents when I spent a morning, 3 hours, with the in a dialogue, which is very useful because we were sharing the problem. And we're now working on the problem, what we might do. I am not saying we're going to provide a relief run. I don't think we've got the money. I did explain the reason for that. But we will be taking actions and local measures, which will include travel plans for the school. You know, that is really important. Also, some highway measures on signings, which could be an improvement. Longer term, I think there is a solution, but it's a very longer term, and it may not involve a development there at all. It may be north of there, the North Kirklees Orbit Road, which will just offset the problem. But the problem hasn't gone away. I'm acutely aware of that. I was aware of it 50 years ago when I first came to Kirklees, as you remember what I said to you. There was a guy there who was telling me about the problem, and he taught my daughter, and she's 50 now, and so that puts it in some sort of perspective. It's real. It's a problem. We're trying to resolve it. But believe me, we have very comparable problems in bottlenecks elsewhere. We have them in Lockwood. We have them Lockwood Bar. We have them on junctions and Leeds Road and so on. When we get the funding, we will try to resolve the problem. But in the meantime, we are doing something which will be hopefully relevant working with you.
Thank you very much for your petition. Yeah. No response. Thank you very much. Thank you.